Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game three of a big-time six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by another one of the trio of new Shuckers, Shane Smith. Shane, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How fun was last night getting your first AA appearance and doing it in a big-time situation?
It was good. You know, no other way to get into it than get right into it. But I'm just glad I get out of there with a zero on the scoreboard and do the job that I had to do.
Well, and you faced one batter and got two outs. That's always a plus to start things
off. That helps a ton. That helps.
How fun has it been as well just to come up to AA for this last week of the year? I'm sure it's a whirlwind ending your season on Sunday in Wisconsin, then all of a sudden on Wednesday you're making your first AA appearance.
Yeah, it's been a wild year being in Carolina and then Wisconsin. Wisconsin, we were having a playoff push that unfortunately ended shortly, and now kind of on to the Biloxi, you know, with a real playoff push this week. So it's been exciting.
What's it been like, too, these last 2 weeks of big playoff push followed by another big playoff push?
It makes the games, you know, every game's meaningful, but when you're looking for a postseason, some postseason action, it makes it a lot more fun, and you realize every out matters and every hitter matters.
How fun is it for you to be in a playoff race, in two different ones, in your first full season of professional baseball?
Grateful, for sure. You know, I've been out of baseball, out of playing for a couple of years, and you know, to jump right into it this first full year has been awesome.
How incredible is it to, like you said, out of baseball for a few years, but back and playing this year healthy and completing a full season?
I'm grateful. You know, the ups and downs you got to get used to of failing and, you know, getting back on the horse a little bit, but just to be able to play every day and be healthy is what I'm thankful for.
What's it also been like to do that while adjusting to professional baseball for really the first time?
You know, it's a little different. You have, you know, each team and each level is a little bit different, but you kind of make your way, and the things that you do well, you just kind of stick with it, and things you got to work on, you kind of tinker with and adjust, and then you keep moving.
What's the biggest thing you've learned level to level to level this year?
I think the biggest thing is just finding your routine, and no matter where you are, if you're on the road, if you're at home, what's going to get you ready mentally and physically to, you know, throw every day if you have to.
How has it been able to, as well, be able to grow alongside your fellow teammates in the bullpen and grow throughout the year of going level by level by level this year?
It's been great. I had some roommates in Carolina that we moved up in succession. Like, 1 week it was him, 1 week it was me. And then in Wisconsin, we're kind of doing the same thing. So now to have Brock with me in Wisconsin, and then we go to Biloxi together, it's been pretty fun.
When you mentioned about Brock, you two were college teammates, and now you're AA teammates. Yeah. How incredible of an opportunity is that?
It's been really cool. You know, I'm 2 years older than Brock, so when I saw him again when he got to Wisconsin, it was, you know, a longtime friend you haven't seen in a little bit. So it's cool to connect with him again. You know, we played golf together up in Wisconsin, kind of reconnect, and it's been great to see him.
How fun was it to be able to see him and what he did this year at Wake Forest, but to be able to now be alongside him in pro ball, and both you guys are killing it?
It's been cool. It's been cool. I asked him about all the stuff I missed out on at Wake and with the coaches and players, and just how cool it is for him to go to Omaha and compete for a College World Series and find out all the cool stories about, you know, why they succeeded and hear the good stuff about that.
How proud are you of this Wake Forest baseball program? Because when you were there, you guys were on the rise, and now this year getting to the College World Series.
You know, I'm just glad it came to fruition. Kind of the work that you put in, whether it's, you know, causated or correlated, doesn't really matter. But to see them kind of to do that, it's been really cool.
Well, and there was also a whole host of former Timber Rattlers, not just Brock Wilkin. Eric Brown Jr. is up with you guys. You played with Caleb Bowman, Ernesto Martinez in Wisconsin, and many, many more. How exciting is it to grow with those guys and be able to see them at the next level in your first year?
It's really cool. You know, coming into pro ball, you're not sure how the moving up works and the moving down is, and but when you see a guy move up, you're happy for him, of course. And then when you see him again, it's like, all right, now you're back at it again on the same team. But to have the success of the guys around me, you know, it helps me. So it's awesome.
How much easier does that make your life to have familiar faces around you at every level?
It does. It makes it a lot easier. You know, you have new managers, new coaches, kind of that is all new. But when you have some familiar faces in the bullpen, familiar faces in the dugout, it makes it a lot easier.
You talk about new faces, new coaches, and a new coaching staff that you're playing for here in Biloxi. What's your first impression of this staff in Biloxi?
They're great professionals, for sure. Yeah, they know my first year healthy. They're kind of working with me in that. But if they see what I have and if I can help win a game, I'm sure they're willing to use me.
Your pitching coach in Appleton as well was also the former bullpen coach here in Biloxi, and Josh Spence. How fun was it to play alongside Spence this year?
Spence is great. He was my off-season kind of person I was in contact with for the Brewers, and kind of seeing that work over the course of the winter and in the spring, and then to see him again in Wisconsin was really cool.
Well, Shane, thanks, Ben, for joining us. Looking forward to many more fun appearances here in Double A.
Yes, me too. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.